Dechem Nedarim Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet Hamudar Hanah Mechaveru V'Nichnas LeBakru. Somebody who makes a neder not to have Hanah from his friend, that friend can come visit him when he is sick. Oimed Avolo Yoshev. He can stand, but the friend cannot sit when he is visiting him. As the minhag was in those days, that somebody who visits a chola, if he sits, he has a right to demand schar for the visit. So therefore, if the friend sits and doesn't take the schar, he is benefiting the chola. So therefore, he can only stand. Umirapeyu refuas nefesh, avolo refuas mama. If the friend is a doctor, he can give him medical attention as he is mechuyev to do so, as included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is also Hashavas Haguf. So therefore, since he is mechuyev to heal him, this is not considered a benefit, but to his mamon, meaning to his behemoth, he cannot give medical attention to, as this is a direct benefit. He can only give medical advice for the behemoth. The roiches imo bambatia gedoyla avolo biktana. He can wash with him in a large bathtub, but in a small bathtub, this person who he was miter hanah from cannot wash with him, and since it is a small bathtub, when the friend enters, he is raising the level of the water, and that is considered a direct benefit. The yashen imo b'mita. The friend can sleep with him in a bed. This is not a benefit. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer b'mois hachama avolo b'mois haksham. The friend can sleep with him in a bed during the summer, but not during the winter. As by sleeping with him in the bed during the winter, he is benefiting him by making it warmer for the other person. Mipnei shehu mahanu. This is considered a benefit, that which he is warming up the other person. Umesiv imo alamita. But he can recline with him on the bed as long as he does not sleep with him, even during the winter. The friend can eat with him on the same table. We are not afraid that they will feed each other, as since he was miter hanah from the other guy, they probably don't like each other very much, so therefore we are not afraid they will feed each other. But they cannot eat from the same plate. And if the friend holds back from eating a certain piece of food, he is benefiting the other one, and now the other one can eat that food. Avo oicho imo but he can eat with him from a plate that constantly gets refilled, and that way the friend is not benefiting him, as each one of them can refill the plate. Lo yochal imo min ha'evus shelefnei apol. But the friend cannot eat with him from the big platter that they put in front of workers, and even though this platter is very large, since they are workers, they probably eat a lot, so therefore, we are afraid that if his friend does not eat a certain piece, he is benefiting the other one, and the other one can now eat it. Vilo yase imo ba'omen divrei Rabbi Meir. And the person who he was neider hanah from cannot harvest with him in the same row, as if he harvests next to him, he is making easier for the other person to do his harvesting. The Chachamim say he can harvest with him as long as he does not harvest next to him. And Rabbi Meir holds that we are goyzer rachok atukarov, since it is also for him to harvest next to him. We are goyzer, and we do not allow him to harvest even far away from him. Maseches Nedarim Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey Hamuder Hanah Mechaveru Lefnei Shvi'ah. Somebody who makes a neder before the year of Shvi'ah not to benefit from his friend. Lo yore l'tosadeu ve'eno oichol min ha'noses. Even after the year of Shvi'ah starts, he may not enter his friend's field. As we saw in Mishnah Aleph, that somebody who makes a neder not to benefit from his friend is not allowed to enter his friend's property. Ve'eno oichol min ha'noses. He also may not eat from the fruit that are on the branches sticking away from the friend's property. Even though the peros are hefker on Shvi'ah, since at the time he made the neder, the peros belonged to his friend, they were not hefker, and the neder was chal on these peros, even after the peros become hefker, he still may not eat from these peros. Uba Shvi'ah Eino yorele to sadehu, avo oichohu menanoitu. But if he only makes the netter after the year of Shvias starts, then he may not enter his friend's field, but he may eat from the fruit that are on the branches sticking away from the friend's field. And since at the time he made the netter, the peros were already hefker, the netter is not chal on these peros. Now, even though the Torah was mafker his friend's field, as the Torah allowed anybody to enter the field and to take the peros, since the field is only hefker to let somebody else enter the field to eat the peros, but it is not totally hefker, as you cannot enter the field for any other reason, so therefore the Chachamim were afraid, if we allow this person to enter the field, he may stay there longer than he needs to collect the peros, so therefore it is not allowed for him to enter the field at all. Nadar he menu maicho lefnei shvius. But if he makes the netter only from maicho, he only offers on himself the maicho of his friend, and he makes his netter before the year of shvius, yored letoich sadeu, he can enter his friend's field after shvius starts, as we saw in Mishnah Aleph, that somebody who is only noider from maicho of his friend is allowed to enter his friend's property. Ve'eino oichol min ha'perus, but he cannot eat from the fruit, since he made the netter before shvius, and at that time the perus were not yet hefker. Even after shvius starts, he cannot eat his friend's fruit. Uvashvius yored va'oichol. But if he makes the netter from his friend's maicho after the year of shvius already started, then he can enter his friend's field, and he also can eat the fruit, as at the time he made the netter, the peros were already hefker.